Hey folks, Tim Platt here. When we gathered as a community this year on December the 23rd for sort of our, I guess you could call it our traditional Christmas gathering, we like to have a potluck together and spend an evening, chunk of the evening together at this time of the year. And when we gathered this year, our theme that we had chosen for that gathering was the gifts we bring. And the way the evening was structured is that we shared a meal together, a potluck meal, which is always fantastic. On so many levels. And then, we did some singing together over the course of this, of course, but different people also shared some things from their own lives that reflected how this season, the Christmas season, was significant for them this year. And there was quite a gamut of things. Some of those stories were deeply personal, about big, significant markers in people's lives that were connected to this season and to transitions in their life, some very difficult transitions, but also some very hopeful ones. We shared one of the poets in our community shared a long, fascinating poem about the thin places in our lives, especially as we might sense them in our city and in the trees, among other things, that Winnipeg has everywhere. And then there was also this one moment in that gathering that I've chosen to share as a podcast with the permission of the people who shared it with us. Wally and Teresa are an Indigenous couple, family that have recently become part of our community. Really lovely folks. And when I kind of put the call out to the community and said, what do you want to bring to share? What are the gifts you want to share with one another when we gather? They got a hold of me and said, we have a gift we want to share, and Wally's going to explain it. And that was all they said, which was fine with me. I was kind of looking forward to the surprise, among other things. But that was all the information I had coming in. And when Wally got up to share their gift with the community, what he had in his hands was what's called a medicine bag that they had made, the two of them had made, put together with their hands for us as a community, in the hopes that it would rest on the table together with other symbols that remind us of reasons we gather and reasons we explore what we believe. It was such a striking moment in our life together, so beautiful, so full of trust and hope for the future. I could go on, but I'm not going to. I'm going to wrap this bit up and turn it over to Wally and his explanation of what was in the medicine bag and why him and Teresa wanted to give it to the community and share it with the community and have it be part of that collection of things that speak to us if we will listen to them about the beautiful and good presence of Creator in us and all around us. So this is all I'm going to share from that Christmas gathering, but I think if you attend to it, you'll find that it's a really beautiful gift.
Ah, bonjour. Since coming here to the table, I found it very welcoming, very inviting, and very inclusive as well. So I felt it important that we give back, that we share back as well a little bit of a gift. But I wanted to share as part of that gift the idea of symbolism. Symbolism is all around us, right? All around us. Especially this time of year as well, when we think about Christmas. There's a lot of symbolism to Christmas. Just as there's symbolism to all types of different anniversaries, birthdays, different special occasions. Right? There's all kinds of symbolism all around us. One of the things that's really caught me in coming here is how we've started every Sunday, right? Through what's at the table here, right? And how we've used these to help us begin that day coming together. So what I wanted to share with you was something that Teresa and I made that we'd like to leave here at the table as well. So what we made is a medicine pouch, right? It's a medicine bag that we made that we would like to share with the rest of you as well. But before I do that, I'm just twisting it. But before I do that, I just wanted to share what it is that we're sharing, what it is that we're leading, or would like to leave here to share with everybody else. So what we've included is we've included the four sacred medicines that we use as indigenous people here. Some of them you've probably heard before. So I just wanted to take a little moment to talk about them before I pass this on. So I'll try to be as quick as I can. So one of the medicines we wanted to share with you is that first medicine, which is sage. Yeah? And one of the teachings that comes with that medicine, it's a woman's medicine. Right? So this is what sage looks like. Yeah? You can kind of see that, but I'll leave it here and that you'll see it later as well. But anyways, it represents three things. Number one, it represents wisdom, because it's the women that carry the wisdom. Right? It's the women that carry the wisdom, right? Number two, it also represents strength, because again, it's the women that are strong. Right? It's the women that are strong. Right? Especially in families, especially in our communities, and when there's a need, it's always the women that are always at the front, right, to give. Right? So they're the ones that are strong, right? And number three, they also represent clarity, right? Because again, it's the women that have that vision for us, right? So when we use this medicine, we always think about wisdom in terms of that road we've all walked, right? However long we've walked that road, right? So I'm going to be a little bold in that. I've walked my road for 57 years now. But all those good things that have happened on that journey and the not-so-good things, yeah, these are all supposed to be teaching for us, right? It's up to us to use our wisdom to learn from those things. Strength. We always ask people, think about the road you're walking right now. What kind of strength do you need today to walk your road? Right? Whatever that road looks like for you. And as we look at clarity, we always look at the road ahead of us, right? And we always imagine ourselves 5, 10, 20, 40 years from now, what do we look like, right? But I'm not talking wrinkles, but I'm talking what kind of human being do we wish to become, right? And that's one of the ways we use this medicine right here. That's one of the teachings that comes with it. The second medicine I wanted to talk about, I'm not going to take it out, but that's that cedar medicine. Right? That's that cedar medicine. Right? Most of these probably have a little bit of a cedar tree in your back, right? Backyards, for example. But anyways, this one we usually pick in the bush on that. Right? But one of the teachings that comes with cedar, it's that medicine we use to invite positive, right? And to send away negativity. Negativity in the way we think about others sometimes, right? And jealousy, envy, anger, right? Or even the way we might think about ourselves, right? Oh, I'm no good, I can't do that, right? That kind of thing. Or just the way we think about life sometimes, right? Why am I even here, right? But anyways, it's that medicine we use to invite positiveness, right, in our thinking, to take away that negativity. And also to invite positiveness back into our bodies as well, too, in there, because sometimes we get sick, right, with illnesses, right? So for myself, for example, I have bad arthritis in my lower back. I had a heart attack 14 years ago. Diabetes is the number one disease today amongst Aboriginal people, right? So it's that medicine we use for that as well. Or sometimes our spirit, right? Because sometimes we lose hope, we lose faith sometimes. Right? Sometimes we even want to give up sometimes, right? But anyways, that's how part of how we use this medicine as well, right? With cedar. The third medicine in that is that tobacco. And two teachings that comes with this medicine over here. Every time we ask for something, we always offer tobacco. Right? Before we take from the earth and anything, right, we always offer that tobacco. Or else maybe before, when we go and ask somebody, right, to help us in some ways, again, we'll offer that tobacco to that person. Right? Or else the second teaching that comes is anytime we give thanks. Right? So from time to time, we'll go back to the earth and that, and we'll go and offer thanks as well to that tobacco. Right? So anytime we ask for something, or anytime we give thanks, we always use that tobacco. So that's third medicine that I wanted to share with you. The last and final one that I wanted to share with you before I turn it back over. This one here is that sweetgrass medicine, right? So most of you are probably familiar with this medicine over here. But this is that medicine we use to invite kindness. to invite kindness in their thinking, the way we think about others, ourselves, about life, to invite that kindness back into our bodies, back into our spirit. We usually use 21 strands to make a braid, and if we divide those into 7, 7, and 7. The first 7 represent those generations behind us, right? Who we are, what we are, is because of them. Right? What I'm talking about? I'm talking about our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, 7 generations behind us, right? Those next 7, you may have heard of them before. We call them the 7 sacred teachings: love, respect, honesty, humility, courage, wisdom, and truth, right? The old people, they tell us that those teachings, they're very simple. Love, very simple teaching. They tell us that those teachings are also powerful. Respect, powerful teaching, right? But they also tell us that those teachings are very beautiful. Humility. Right? When we truly understand that teaching of humility, right? That teaching of humility. But you know what? I'm no better than any of you sitting in here tonight, right? But you know, you're no better than me either. Because at the end of the day, when the sun set tonight and that, we're all simply human beings, right? You don't leave here tonight and change into something else, whatever. We're all human beings at the end of the day, regardless the color of our skin, regardless what we believe in or don't believe in, regardless where we sit on that totem pole of life, right? At the end of the day, we're all simply human beings. And when we can accept that, when we can understand that, that's what makes those teachings powerful and beautiful. The other thing the elders tell us in that is that we don't walk those teachings every day. Love, L-O-V-E, it's just a four-letter word, right? But when we walk that love, when we show that love, when we demonstrate that love, when we live that love, that's what makes those teachings powerful and beautiful. The last thing they say about those teachings is, how can I love you if I don't first love myself? How can I respect you if I can't even respect my own self? So what they're saying about those teachings is that we have to start from within. The last 7, they represent this little guy right here. This children over here. And those 7 generations ahead of us, right? Why are they important? What we do to her today, we call her Mother Earth. What we do to her today is one day going to affect them. Right now, she gives us everything we can possibly need and want to have this life. But if we don't look after her, then what's going to be left for them? We put those together and we make that braid. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, mind, body, and spirit, man, woman, child, man, woman, creator, God, right? But anyways, my son, when he was born, I made my son a special promise, and I promised him that we wouldn't cut his hair till he was 7. We did that 9 years ago. He's 16 today. I cut my hair same time as well. But my son, when he was 4 years old, he knew this teaching already, because every morning as I'd get him ready for daycare, I would braid his hair. And as I'd braid his hair, I would ask him, his name is Misko, I would ask him, Misko, what does your braid represent? Sweetgrass? Cool, all right. And what does sweetgrass represent? Kindness? Oh, that's awesome. What are you going to do? What does each of these 3 braids represent? My boy said, my mind? Yeah, that's good. What's the other one? My body? Cool. What's the third one? Oh, my spirit. Awesome. What are you going to do today at daycare? And this guy said, Dad, he said, I want to be kind to my mind. Okay, good. What else can you do? He said, Dad, I want to be kind to my body. Sweet. What else could you do today? He said, Dad, I want to be kind to my spirit. Oh, that's awesome, Mr. So what's going to happen if you do that at daycare? He said, Dad, I'm going to be strong. And that's that second teaching that comes with this medicine, is through our kindness that we're most strong. Anybody can go like this to somebody else. Anybody can use their words to put somebody else down, to hurt them, right? But when we have people in our face trying to hurt us, trying to put us down, or trying to whatever in that, and to still love that person, to still respect that person, to still be kind to that person, can take a lot of strength sometimes. But again, that's part of what's reminded of this holiday season, as we come into this holiday season, as we celebrate, right? The birth of that special being, right? It's important that we remind ourselves, I believe anyway, that as we walk in that we walk in the most kind way that we can. as we interact with one another, that we do it in the most kind way that we can. So that's kind of the message I wanted to leave with you tonight, and I'm hoping and praying in that, and I would be honored in that, we would be honored in that, if this could share that spot with you.
Awaken to the presence of God in this very life.